Hi Sandra, I just spoke a bit about the body language and the body, and essentially brought that down to the understanding that cells are part of the universe as a whole. They interact with the universe as a whole, and they use everything that they can use, from physical to chemical to electromagnetic to pure informatics. And it is from that level that we can then understand that our body as a whole is actually a motherboard. And I would like to explain that notion. And it's strange that I didn't learn this in medical school, because once you understand that the body anatomy is a motherboard, then you immediately realize that we should not interact with the body anatomy, but we should understand how the body cells produce the motherboard. And that's what I wanted to talk about now. I've already described different ways that the body starts from the zygote, the first cell. You inherit part from the mother, part from the father. The two cells come together. Nuclear fusion forms a new cell, the zygote, and in the zygote, the DNA from the mother, which is extended, the DNA for the father, which is compressed, they come together. They do this elastic oscillation bounce. They connect to each other. There is a foundation which then takes place in which the DNA forms a kind of funnel by which faster than light, the tachyons can be funneled into the system. The vibrations of the quantum field is then sort of organized by the cell within the cell. The cells can operate the quantum field, as a result of which they can take in the ultraviolet and put out the infrared. So that means that the cells can connect vibrations, link them up, make the vibrations longer, so they can turn short vibrations into longer vibrations. And then between the cells, they can communicate by the infrared. They can actually make that longer and longer, so that it actually goes on as sound waves and even longer waves, vibrational waves of the body materials, which are, of course, the foundation of our movements of our body. So the cells, in that sense, are like a CPU, a central processing unit in a computer. They can compute vibrations, they can organize vibrations, they can work with the quantum superstring field, the unified field directly. They can use quantum field fluctuation, they can interplay with quantum field fluctuations, they can use that in such a way that they can actually slice and splice atoms, that they can slice and splice molecules, and that they can slice and splice materials. So the cells as CPUs are supercomputers. They work with atomic nuclear energy. They work with cosmic information, as a result of which the cells individually can synchronize what they do amongst themselves, so that the body can actually function as a whole, as a networked computer. And there's a lot more to say about that, specifically about the way there is a lot of understanding of how the cellular electromagnetic forces operate at extremely high voltages and strong intensities across the membranes. Herbert von Fröhlich has described that. Cyril Smith has described how these electromagnetic processes are at the core of the neuronal and the hormonal information communication within the body. Björn Nordenström has shown that the whole body operates with electromagnetic frequencies as signals, and that the blood channels are actually also channels for electricity, the lymph likewise, and all of the body materials in that way have their different effects on the body electromagnetic field. They work as filters in that flow of electromagnetic circulation, which is also information circulation. And then, of course, Itzhak Bentov, Valerie Hunt, and others show that our body actually uses different kinds of electromagnetic pulsations to organize or orchestrate different transitions in consciousness. So that if you look at the body as a whole, you can see that the cell communication takes place as molecules, but also as chemistry, electromagnetic, and as information. But that the more important part of the body physiology is the body electrophysiology, which is the flow of electricity in different forms, the electromagnetic coupling throughout the body in the different body materials, in what we call psychology, and the coherence therein of the soul, because it is at that level where the body as a whole then operates freedom of choice, which is a story in itself. So realizing that in our body we have the body physiology directly connected to the electrophysiology, then we can see that that is where the psychosomatic link exists. But once we look deeper into that, we can see that it's not just that the cells produce these molecules which are chemically active, which are radioactive signals, which are information carriers, but that these cells actually make the molecules by which the body materials are created. So the body anatomy is a direct consequence of the activity of the cells. It is not that we have an anatomy and then as a result of that it moves and we have a physiology, and as a result of that there is something connecting it. We have the neuronal hormonal system, and actually when you go on there will be a consciousness system. That's how doctors learn. First they learn about the skeleton, they learn about the muscles, then they learn about the organs, and then, and that's only since 1930s, they learn about the neuronal system. And even more recently, they learned about different levels of consciousness, and they still don't learn about consciousness itself. But if you look at what happens in the body, you can see that it all starts with consciousness. The body is using information fields directly. It uses the information fields to operate atomic nuclear forces directly. And once you understand tetrionics, you can see that the cells actually use chem flows and BEM circulations as, say, a line or a circle to recompute atoms into different kinds of molecules. Everybody is taught in medical school that the cells produce these molecules, but evidently they can only do that if they are able to process at the level of atoms, which means that they can only do that if they work with atomic nuclear forces. But the only way that you can work with atomic nuclear forces coherently is if you use phase information. So you must have coherent phase fields at the basis so that you can see what you're doing, when and where and why you're doing it. And then use quantum flips to change the polarities in the atoms so that you can pull the atoms together or push them apart. It is in that way that the cells then can create composites of atoms, which we call molecules, and that they can create composites of molecules, which we create call the body materials. But once you look at the body materials, you can see that they are highly responsive to electromagnetic information fields. They are positioned in such a way in the energy spectrum of body materials that they are at the tipping point between states. In the body we literally see the alchemy that the alchemist described, that there is this relationship between earth, water, air and fire, as they called it. We would now say, call it the relationship between solid, liquid, gas and plasma. It might be easier to say that it's the relationship between materials, molecules, atoms, and the phase, quantum phase field. But these interact, and as I've mentioned before, it is the photon leap which triggers the electron leap, which triggers electron oscillation, which triggers the electron bonding. So from the photon field to the electromagnetic atomic field to the chemical molecular field to the physical material field, you can pull a zipper to bring things to cohesion, but you can also, and the body cells do that, unzip it, and the cells can dematerialize the body just as well. So the cells can use calcium and build up the bones, but they can also break down the bones and use the calcium for the nervous system activation. So the cells actively operate the alchemy that the alchemist describes. In system theory, we would now say it's the relation between state, process, transformation, and information. And we now know that in radio diagrams, we can describe this. But with radio diagrams, we can also show that what is happening is actually a computational process. So with radio diagrams, we can show that it is possible to design a computer circuitry. And that in the computer circuitry, on the basis of the radio diagram schematics, you can see the relation between a source, a resistor, a coil, and a capacitor, which is essentially the relation between information, energy, time, and space. Or if you want to formulate it differently, between phase change, a shock wave, a traveling wave, and a standing wave. So the standing wave would be storage, traveling wave would be propagation, the shock wave would be transformation, and the phase change would be the switch of the system on off. So that's where you connect the system to the environment and into the whole. So that's also the four elements of the IGOLD system. The source is the integrator, the resistor is the generator, the coil is the operator, and the capacitor is the destroyer or the localizer, the insulator, the taking out of context operator. In the radio diagrams, it is fascinating. If you look at the mathematics, you see that the coil and the capacitor are dual. The equation is exactly the same, but you have to replace the time and the space components. And then you get the other equation, the same for the resistor and the switch. And so then you can see that those are actually not just 2 by 2 the same equations, but 4 by 4 the one equation which happens at the core of the level, which takes place in 4 dimensions. So the cells are able to do that. The cells work this. The cells are able to process the same logic as the IGOLD principle, which I described separately. As a result, they can reset the boundaries, cell division decisions, and form the body. But as a result, they can also recompute the coherence between atoms, forming molecules, forming body materials. And when you look at the body materials, you can see exactly the same as what is described in these radio diagram schematics. There you will talk about the source, the resistor, the coil, and the condenser. But in the body, you will speak of the piezoelectric, which is this, the solid state, say, capacitor capacity of storing a field in the body. You have the liquid crystal, which is where you can use the oscillation between two phases to actually time the processes in the body. You have the transducer-transponder, the transistor effect in the body, where the electric circuit flow within the materials can be changed, so you can change the energy system in the body. And you have the intelligent gel, where you can actually materialize information and store information as matter and regain that back from matter. But as in the radio diagram, where all the four components are dual to each other, so they're essentially the same in a different perspective, likewise, these body materials are essentially the same, but from a different perspective. And when you look at them in combination, you see that the piezoelectric is the earth element of the alchemist. The liquid crystal is the water element of the alchemist. The transistor is the air element of the alchemist. And the intelligent gel is the fire element of the alchemist. But as the alchemist said, those four phases of matter interact with each other. The alchemist said it was the quintessence. Nowadays we say it is the quantum leap, because by the quantum leap you have the photon leap in the phase field, the electron leap in the atoms, the electron oscillations in the molecules, the electron bonding in the materials. And when you change the electron bonding degree from bound electrons back to flowing electrons back to electron oscillation back to a photon jump, you can dematerialize the body in the same way as you materialize the body. But in that way, the body actually produces all of the materials very highly selectively and very precisely positioned, so that the body materials will interact with the electromagnetic communication field of the cells and be like the Stradivarius around the music which the cells together compose. So in that sense, the body cells create the hardware in which they can optimize their software. So the body materials produced by the cells serve the purpose of optimizing the cell communication. And in that sense, then the cells are operating a communication, which is also a computation. The cells operate in the phase field dynamics of the quantum phase field. So they can use the quantum field information, and they can change the quantum field coherence so that they can slice and splice the atoms, slice and splice the molecules, slice and splice the materials. But they create materials in such a way that there is a direct interaction between the information field and the material field. So the body materials are different from the materials that science looks at. The body material fields are like the materials that computer builders work with, but much more clever than what the computer material designers work with, because in the computer, the materials there are still looked at as if dead matter, although there are now computer designers who are starting to use bioorganic molecules instead of the materials that they used to use. But in the body, you can see that the body cells only use bioorganic materials, and they form these molecules in such a way that they can selectively interact with the electromagnetic field and elicit different material responses out of it. It is as if the body is the loudspeaker for the music of the body language of the cell communication. So we need to rethink the whole body as a whole, because we need to realize that the body cells produce all of the body materials in such a way that they can directly interact with this information flow as described by Björn Nordenström and so many others, the electrophysiology. The electrophysiology is simply the software, but the cells produce the hardware, the motherboard, for the optimization of the communication, of the cell communication. And that means that we need to look at the body anatomy in a totally different manner. It's not something with which you can work with knife and fork and thread and needle to just do the same as the barber would do on the sailing boat, fixing the sails, or the carpenter would do on fixing the beams of the ship. We are not dealing with a material object at all. We are actually not dealing with dead matter at all in the body. Only the skeleton has dead matter, and even most of that will fall apart. But in the body, we are always dealing with living materials, and even the body materials, they are alive because they are in interaction with this electromagnetic field. But by the system of the radio diagrams, with the switch, the resistor, the coil, and the capacitor, they will work with it at an information level, at the energy level, at a time level, or at the structural level. So the body materials will actually selectively sort the electromagnetic field and respond to it differently. So bone healing requires a specific kind of vibrations so that the body cells will know what the lattice is, the template is of the body, and that they can build the trabeculae, which is this Gothic cathedral lines in the bone, which are actually the lines of force, are optimal propagation of the line of force in that structure. So you can see that it is the field force lines in the bone which provides the template for the body's bone cells, the cytoplasm, cytoclast, osteoblast, osteoclast, to produce and remodel the bone. So while the bone is piezoelectric, it will interact between the electric field and the physical structure. It's the same as with these lighters where you have this piezoelectric crystal. You compress the crystal and the electrons are squeezed out. In the body, the body cells use this to help the body structure store electromagnetic field, thus also memories, and also to store charge, thus capacity. At the electromagnetic level of the liquid crystal, you see the same. You see that the material will be crystalline or liquid, and actually the bile juices of the gallbladder were the starting point for the discovery of the LCD screens. So the LCD screens is based on a principle that's already used in our body and the body of many living organisms, where the liquid state and the crystal state is right next to each other, and it is just a change of temperature, which is in fact a change of the BEM field in the body, which is the internalized circulation of the electromagnetic quantum field. So as the relationship between the chem field and the BEM field in the body changed, the chem field is a linear flow of exergy and the BEM field is a circular flow of energy. At the moment that there is a change at that level, and then the body materials will go from liquid to solid or back. Likewise, in, for example, bone, but also in collagens, this is transistor effect, that depending on the amount of electrical flow in the system, the direction of the flow will be rerouted and altered. So that means that where the piezoelectric is like the capacitor of the system and the liquid crystal is like the selective amplifiers in the system, at the transistor level you have the regulation of the flow in the system, as a transistor would do, while at the intelligent gel level you can see that the field will actually store the information in a gel form in the body. And of course, once you look inside of the cell, where the spaces and the length are very small, the water itself will be in a near gel state and thus will be in a much higher information state. But it means that all of these materials in the body have a direct relationship between the information of the electromagnetic field, the dynamic of the electromagnetic field, the physical organization of the body materials, but more specifically the transition between the phase states of the materials of the body. And there we can see that the temperature of the body is crucial in determining the capacity for the materials to change from one state to the other. And then you can see that the body temperature is, say, an idealized, optimized floating average for the capacity to transform information into matter in the body. That is done by having the cells work with temperature difference between 7 degrees and 100 degrees. Michael Essaidi, nuclear physicist working with the MRI for Philips and turning that around to as a healing device, researched how the temperature variations in the cell are actively used by the cells to organize the coherence of the body. But as a whole, we can see that body temperature is used, that the electromagnetic field is used, that the cell communication is used to to very precisely organize and connect the body materials in such a way that the body materials as a whole form the hardware for the optimization of the communication of the body cells, and that when the cells unfold from the first cell by cell division equals multiplication, that all of the cell materials that are produced are produced in accordance to the field lines of the cells in their communication at the quantum field level, at the light level, at the electromagnetic level, at the chemical physical levels, and that in that sense the body cells as central processing units, CPUs, microcomputers, unfold in this large network of networked computers. They all keep on connecting next with each other based on these feed-forward feedback loops that they have amongst themselves, and that all of these cells as an integral network position body materials between them and around them in such a way that they can function in the most optimal manner. So the shape of our body is the consequence of the interaction of the cell within its environment over millions of years, of course. That information of the interaction with the environment is added into the DNA, which serves as the template for organizing the cells. The DNA is the consequence of life, not the origin of life. The DNA is simply the template for unfolding the cells, not for vitalizing the cells. The DNA is the equivalent of the liquid crystal materials in the body. The DNA is the piezoelectric level of the body cell. The liquid crystal is what you find in the membranes, and the intelligent gel is what you find in the water, and the body materials in the cell are actually working as transistors. So the cell as such is a microprocessor working with very high voltages, as Herbert von Froelich described, and being the basis of the cell communication, as Cyril Smith described. But now we need to extend that understanding that the cells, as micro supercomputers, produce the materials of their environment, and as a result are able to create an enhanced computer environment for them to function in. Just as a simple metaphor, the difference between a telephone cable and a coaxial cable, telephone cable as it was used for the standard telephone networks, the coaxial cable as it was used for the cable television networks, the difference is that there was a sheet of electric conducting material, of electric field conducting material around the copper cable, which is something which we see in the body as well in the neurons. Then around the neuron, as the baby ages, this myelin sheath created around the neurons, as a result of which the electromagnetic information communication through the neurons can speed up immensely, and that is actually needed before the infant can take sphincter control. And so in that sense, the body will need to position these materials highly precisely for specific functions to emerge. And when alcoholics use the alcohol to dissolve the fats and eliminate the myelin sheath of the neurons, then the neurons can no longer function, and the alcoholics get the Korsakoff syndrome, which is the result of the reduced information propagation through these neurons. So you can see that it is really important for the body to be able to position the materials as it needs to function well. And that is also the core of the story which I want to present here now, that we need to stop looking at the body as a dead matter structure. We need to actually understand that the body is a motherboard created by the living cells for the optimization of their cell communication, and that they calibrate the temperature in which the alchemy of the materials of the body is very precisely positioned in a temperature gradient scale, so that the materials can ideally, optimally, maximally, and most quickly respond to changes in the electromagnetic field. And it is by that principle that we are able to connect thought into action in our body.